This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The pool of home buying options keeps getting smaller across Colorado, CPR business reporter Sarah Mulholland explains.
Statewide, the number of homes listed for sale in June fell 39% compared to the same time last year. That's according to the Colorado Association of Realtors. But because buyers are snapping up limited inventory now that stay-at-home orders are lifted, the number of homes under contract is actually up over last year. It jumped more than 30% to 11,650 compared to June last year. The shortage of listings is keeping prices stable. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Tri-County Health Department has temporarily closed its office in Greenwood Village after reports of a threat made against the building. The department oversees public health for Douglas, Arapahoe, and Adams counties. Nine News reports that the Greenwood Village Police Department informed staff of the threat Wednesday night. Officials have not shared specifics about the threat. The health department is drafting an order that will require masks inside public buildings and in crowded outdoor spaces, a move that's prompted Douglas County to begin separating from Tri-County. The leader of Colorado's second largest school district is leaving. Jason Glass has served as superintendent of Jefferson County Public Schools since 2017. He will return to his home state of Kentucky to become its next commissioner of education. Glass says one of his biggest accomplishments with Jeffco was
passing the two ballot questions in 2018 that are going to provide hundreds of millions of dollars in facilities improvements and over time, hundreds of millions of dollars in support for teachers and staff and better educational experience for kids.
Jeffco has 85,000 students. Glass will stay on the job for another 60 days to usher in the start of the next school year. Authorities say a man shot and killed a bear in self-defense at a camping area near Nederland earlier this week. The Daily Camera reports the man left his camper when he heard his dog barking. After the man called for his dog, the bear charged at both of them. A Colorado Parks and Wildlife spokesman says the male bear weighed about 260 pounds. And coming up on All Things Considered, NPR's Elsa Chang speaks with Cecily Maillart-Gruss, president of United Teachers Los Angeles, about why her union is against reopening public schools in the fall. Then, after Minneapolis legalized camping in city parks, hundreds of homeless people set up tents. Crime and assaults in the area are growing. This is